Well, there's a bit of a volley going on between listeners on our website, at least, thetakeaway.org. We talked yesterday about the rally that Glenn Beck held over the weekend at the Lincoln Memorial. It was the 47th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech in the March on Washington. And we asked, what was your takeaway from Glenn Beck's Restoring Honor rally?
Bobby Gosnell from Pawnee, Oklahoma. The kind of people at Glenn Beck's rally yesterday were exactly the kind of people who were opposed to everything Dr. King and the civil rights movement wanted to do.
This is Teresa from New York. He's trying to bring peace and order to us all together and make us really get back to our core values. And I think it's wonderful what he did, and he has a great message.
That's kind of an indication of the debate that has gone on between our listeners. We got a poster from Ingo on Facebook that said, it was about a segment of the population that is convinced that our president and congressional Democrats are out of touch or think we as a country are headed towards socialism, communism, and away from God and religion. It's just Ingo explaining what the reality is about. But Daniel in Nevada writes us, why has not one single person in the media discussed the huge, pulsing, buried lead in this story? The irony is that Glenn Beck is not actually Christian. Wow. Although that's Mormonism is Christian to all extents.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, for me, the whole thing is, what is the value of gathering a couple hundred thousand people on the National Mall anymore? I mean, it just doesn't have the kind of earth-shaking historical significance.
You're saying it's more like a flash mob or something?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit like a repertory theater company. You know, one day it's Shakespeare, the next day it's, Neil Simon.
It's very easy to gather crowds in this day and age. And right. You post stuff on Twitter or on Facebook, you can bring people in. That's a good question. But since we're talking about the rally, let's talk about the choice of the anniversary of the March on Washington.
This is Cinda from Texas, and while I'm personally not a big fan of Glenn Beck, I did admire the effort and what he was trying to do and say. Having it on 828 didn't offend me because they did include honorable references to Martin Luther King.
That was not the concerted opinion of all of our listeners. Becky writes to us, the truth is Glenn Beck is trying to incite violence and unrest. He's used many tactics. Religion is the hot-button issue of the day. That said, you cannot change Dr. Martin Luther King's dream nor the speech. True enough.
I don't think Glenn Beck was trying to incite violence, though.
I don't think so.
I think it's fair to say
that he knew it was going to cause...
Well, he knew the historical parallel there, that's for sure.
Well, he knew there was going to be issues with it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.